to be able to preach God's Word. We want you to pray for us. And we want to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And pray that we'll be able to do that through the preaching of God's Word. We also bring you greetings from the Olmsted Baptist Church. And also we want to thank everybody. Little box here. Want to thank everybody for remembering us in prayer when we were in Nashville. We had a five bypass surgery. And couple nights and a couple days, it was pretty shaky. But the Lord wasn't through with us yet. Amen. He brought us through it. And here we stand today by the grace of God. Amen. And we thank you all for praying for us. You have your Bibles with you. We'd like to invite your attention to the book of Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. We want to preach a message entitled Three Things Sin Still Does. Three things sin still does. Here in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. And then Lot chose. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. And Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Sin is always a very ugly thing. Amen. Regardless of where we look, all sin is against God. Whether we call it big or whether we call it little, it's all against God. And I believe that sin always has its destructive force. Sin always has its destructive force. Sin is the transgression of the law of God. Regardless of which part that you transgress. The first thing we'd like to notice in this message tonight is sin still takes you further than what you mean to go. It always takes you further than what you mean to go. Now, Lot did not intend to go as far as he did. And we see that Lot traded grass for grace. A lot of God's people are doing the very same thing today. The devil can get us so wrapped up and get us so deeply involved into sin before we can turn around. Look with me to the book of Titus. The book of Titus, chapter 2. Let us look at verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. What's teaching us? The grace of God is teaching us. Isn't that what he's saying? Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. The Lord still intends for His people to live soberly, that we might be serious about living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we will care what sin will do to us. We're living in a day when God's people won't even blush over sin. And so it'll teach us, the grace of God will teach us to live soberly. It'll teach us to live righteously, and it'll teach us to live godly in this present world. And I believe that He teaches all of His people this very thing. I believe the grace of God will teach those that are saved by the grace of God to live right. And to have a desire in their heart to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ with their life. And they will care what sin will do. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. They'll care whether there's sin in their life. Because they've got their eyes looking toward the skies, waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back. I'll tell you what, I believe everybody here tonight, saved by the grace of God, you know the condition of your spiritual life right now. You know where you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ spiritually right now. I don't have to preach on your particular sin, or any other preacher, preach on your particular sin before you get right. Don't have to do that. The grace of God teaches that. Y'all see that? But you know what we do? We want to rebel against it. We want to rebel against it. And we'll sit there sometimes all puffed up. Preacher, I dare you to preach that again. Good old man. Because we preach on sin, or your pastor will preach against sin, or mention something that you're guilty of. Isn't that right? Sin will always take you further than you intend to go. Has the devil taken you further? than you intended to go. Lot just went down for grass. That's what he's after. Went down for grass and water. But where did he end up? And a lot of times we have good intentions. Isn't that right? But we end up just like Lot did. Right smack dab in the middle of sin. Amen. And we had good intentions. We didn't intend to go that far. But there we are. And there you still are. Listen. Young people. Why in the world do you have to start with the young people? I have a burden for our young people. Kids, don't date outside the Lord's church. You're in for a life of misery if you do. Yeah, Brother Titus tells us that all the time. Huh? And there's a lot of kids that you know today that's living a life of misery also. But you don't have to. You don't have to. Young married couples. I've seen this happen over and over. Different churches I've pastored. They'll get to sweet talking their neighbor. And then before long, they'll start having coffee with the neighbor. Or they'll have coffee with maybe a couple in the church. And before long, sin had taken them further than they intended to go. That happens. And your life is scarred forever. I didn't say you couldn't serve the Lord. As I've often said, you can't unscramble eggs. But you can go on and you can live for the Lord and you don't have to commit that sin. You don't have to. Lot had a choice. He chose to go where he did and to do what he did. And I'm sure he knew what was down in Sodom. Huh? Don't you think he did? What's out in Las Vegas? Huh? Everybody here knows what's out in Las Vegas. You don't have to go out there to find out what's there. And so, let me say this. Don't put yourself in a position to where you're going to be tempted. Amen. Men and women, young people, don't put yourself in a position to where you're going to be tempted. Amen. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. Don't put yourself in a position to where you're going to be tempted. You know, the devil, just like with David and Lot and all the rest of them. They didn't take one great big giant step and bang, there they were in sin. And you don't either. I believe that he deliberately sinned. I really do. He was right smack dab in the middle of Sodom. What did he start out? How did he start out? He just pitched his tent toward Sodom. And the next thing we hear about him, he's right down in the middle of it. That's what sin does. Young people, you can start smoking pot, and they can talk you into smoking pot just a little bit. Just one time. Just try it one time. And there's a lot of kids today that tried it one time, and their minds are messed up for life. Because sin took them further than they intended to go. They thought they could just take a couple drags and that'd be it. Just take a hit or two, that's all. Don't work that way. And you can, not only that, but you can stop anytime you want to. That's not true. Same way with drinking. Come on, we're just going to go out here in the country. We're only going to drink a few. And they went out in the country, drank a few, and it wasn't long, and they were complete 100% alcoholics. They didn't intend for that drinking to take them as far as it took them. And there's many alcoholics in the world today, and husbands and wives and families broken completely up because they just took that one drink. And it took them further than they intended to go. And here stands one of them. And God, in His mercy and His grace and His love, delivered me from that sin. Praise God. And I give Him all the honor and all the glory and all the praise for every bit of it. And anybody else that's been involved in it. Same way with petting. P-E-T-T-I-N-G. Or some of you older folks know it as sparking. But either term, you know exactly what I'm saying. And it'll take you further than you intend to go. And having a coffee with your neighbor and having a coffee with the girl that you work with, it'll do the same thing. It'll lead you into sin. And you never intended to go that far, but there you went. And now you don't have a wife. You don't have your children. You don't have your home. All because sin took you further than you intend to go, and it still does the same thing. Still does the same thing. Listen, the devil has not quit lying. He has not quit lying. He still lies. It worked on Lot. It worked on Eve. It worked on David. And I believe that we deliberately take that first step into sin, just like he did. You say, well, I'm different. I'm different. It won't get me. Listen, you cannot take fire in your bosom and not expect to be burnt. Just simply don't get in that position to where you're going to be tempted. A lot of preachers today have ruined and scarred their lives for life because they got involved with a woman and never intended to do it. Second of all, sin will still keep you longer than you intend to stay. You better look at sin one more time. What sin will do to your life? What sin will do to your home? What sin is going to do to your character? What sin is going to do to your church? What sin is going to do to your family? The next time you go to sin, you stop and think. Amen. Stop and think. What is this going to do to me? What is this going to do to my wife? What is this going to do to my husband? What is this going to do to my children? What is this going to do to our home?
Amen.
We've got to teach our children these things. Listen. All children are not preacher's kids. And we need to teach them the responsibilities that they have as young people. And you don't start when they're 13, 14 years old.
Amen.
That's right. You start with them when they're young. You dress them the way you want them to dress when they're 16 years old. Is that right? Yes, sir. Well, my mom-in-law won't like that. Who are you trying to please? Mama, mom-in-law, or any of the rest of them? Or the Lord? You've got to give an account to the Lord for how you raise your children. Nobody else. Nobody else. You know, very few preachers today are preaching on this subject. And I believe that sin is a very important subject. Jesus preached against it. Paul preached against it. Other characters of the Bible preached against it. And I believe every one of us tonight need this subject preached to us. The Lord has not forgotten this subject. Sin is still against the Lord. Sin is still against the Lord. Years ago, I preached this same message. Have a different title tonight. It was Three Things About Sin, the first time I preached it. Three Things About Sin. Tonight it's What Sin Still Does. And sin is still, all sin is still against the Lord.
Amen.
Whether it be great, whether it be small. We're going to have to give an account to the Lord for our sin. You know, there in the Psalms, David acknowledged his sin. Read Psalms 51. I don't have time to read all of these passages of Scripture. But David acknowledged his sin. He acknowledged his sin. We don't want to acknowledge our sin today. In fact, sin is not sin anymore. Huh? Sin is still a destroyer. It's still a destroyer. Sin never produces life. It always produces death.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death.
Amen.
It destroys lives. It still destroys lives. It still destroys homes. It still destroys nations and governments. It still destroys marriages. And all of this happens because of sin. Because of sin. Divorce shouldn't even be in our vocabulary. We shouldn't even think it. But that's one of the first things we think of when we get in a squabble or a quarrel or whatever. Well, let's just call it quits. Hell, this is just not going to work out. Let's just call it quits. We've been trying for 20 years. Same old thing. Things aren't any better. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Sin is still a cheat. Sin still makes you restless. Sin will cheat you out of your peace. It'll cheat you out of your joy. And it'll cheat you out of your happiness. From time to time in churches I've pastored, I preach on messages, something like this, and people have sat there, and they'll get so mad. They really do. And they'll stay that way for a month or two. You know what's wrong with them? They've lost their joy. They've lost their peace. They've lost their happiness. And you all know what I'm talking about. Isn't that right? We all get a little niffed sometime or another over what was preached or over somebody in the church. And we'll sit there sometimes all puffed up. No fear of God at all. In the house of God. Don't care what the Lord thinks. Hinders the worship. Hinders the church. Hinders the spirit. We don't care. You know what's happened? Sin has taken you further than you intended to go. It'll cheat you of your peace and your joy and your happiness. It'll cheat you out of your blessings of the Lord. Sin is still an abomination to God. It's still an abomination to God. God still hates it. He still detests it. But we would still rather go right on, commit our little sins that we want to commit. Oh, the Lord overlooked that. I've got by with that. I've committed sins 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, and the Lord hadn't taken care of it yet. Listen, you're not home yet. Because He doesn't execute judgment immediately, don't you think for a minute that you've gotten away with it. Look with me to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. Very familiar chapter. Thus saith the Lord. Stand ye in the ways, plural. Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, plural. The old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Tell you what, you won't get all messed up in sin and you won't get lost if you stay on those well-trodden paths. Isn't that right? We get in trouble when we venture off onto these other new paths. And all the time the Lord tells us to ask for the old paths and walk therein. They're the best. They're the best. There's where the happiness is. There's where the joy is. There's where the peace is. Ye shall find rest for your souls. Isn't it wonderful to be able to just simply rest in the Lord? And you know your heart's all right with the Lord. Things that you need to get right, you got right. Things that you knew was a truth, and you got back in those paths. And what a blessing they've been to you. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. And God's people feel the very same way today. A lot of them. A lot of them do. We will not walk therein. I don't care what anybody says. I will not go back with her. I will not go back with him. Sin has taken you further and kept you longer than you intended to stay. Listen, we're all going to have to stand before God and give an account for our life, for how we lived for Him, how we served Him, how we obeyed Him. Amen. Every one of us. And it's a blessing to know that you have rest in your soul. I laid on that operating table, knowing what I was about ready to face. That'll get you right in a hurry. Really, well, I'm serious. But before they knocked me out, well, first of all, they had to go get a bunch of preachers. I wasn't going to let them do anything until I had some preachers there praying. And there was, I don't know how many that was there. I don't know, 10, 15 probably. And they all come in first of all, they went down to the cafeteria eating. I mean, they knew right where to find a bunch of Baptist preachers. I got them right in the middle of the breakfast. And said, get down here. That preacher's not going in that operating table until the preachers get here. So all the preachers came in, gathered around the table, and had prayer. They all came by and shook my hand, and Brother Adams came by and kissed me on the forehead, said everything's going to be all right. And it was. Amen. But that'll get you right. And I had a desire in my heart at that moment to be sure without a shadow of a doubt that my life was right with the Lord. And the Lord can put you in the same position. Let me say this also. Sin is still a separator. Sin is still a separator. Sin still separates us from the Lord. Sin will separate your fellowship with the Lord. You won't lose your salvation, but you'll lose that fellowship. Sin still separates friends. Sin still separates families.
mothers, dads, church splits, brethren. It's never over a doctrinal issue. It's usually over, I want it my way. I want my way. Isn't that right? How many times that you've had church splits and been in churches where they've had church splits where it was over a doctrinal issue? Just think about it for a minute. It's S-I-N. Usually. We need to be honest. We need to be honest about our sin. But you intended to get out of that sin a long time ago. But you're still there. You're still there. You're there. Say, well, I intended to be saved a long time ago. You haven't been saved yet. Say, well, I'll be saved. I'll be saved. I'll tell you when you'll be saved. You'll be saved when the Lord saves you. That's right. A lot of people think, well, I can just come to the Lord anytime I want to. Now you'll come to the Lord when the Holy Spirit of God grips a hold of your heart, shows you that you're lost, show you that you're without Christ, and that Christ died for you personally. Amen. I use this a lot. Brother Clark, I can remember him saying it just as plain today as when he said it, first said it. He said he heard the gospel, and 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 praise the Lord, one day he heard it. And that's when you'll hear it. When it effectually touches your soul. And that's probably what happened to the biggest part of us. We heard it and we heard it and we heard it and we heard it. And praise the Lord, one day we heard it. When He makes it effectual in our heart. But you didn't intend to stay out of church as long as you did. But you're still out there. You didn't plan on going away from the faith. But you're out there. And then last of all, sin will cost you more. It still costs you more than you intended to pay. Sin will still cost you more than you intended to pay. It'll still cost you your reputation. It'll still cost you your influence. It'll still cost you your testimony. It'll still cost you the death of your husband and the death of your wife and the death of your children. Not me. It's never me. Isn't that right? And we can point it out, and we can point our finger up, and deep down, I know why that happened to them. I know why it happened to them. How about yourself? You're not home yet. It'll still cost you more than you intend to pay. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Praise God for His mercy. You can never play with sin and come out the winner. Write that down in the back of your book. That's right. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That is the law of God. It has always been the law of God, and it's going to continue to be the law of God. Sin's got a payday. Sin never, never, never profits. Never. Lot got out of sin, out of Sodom, but what did it cost him? All the family but two girls. His testimony, his influence, and he got his daughters out of Sodom, but he didn't get the Sodom out of them. Huh? We don't think about this. They laid with their own daddy and got pregnant. Sin will take you further than you intend to go. It'll keep you longer than you intend to stay. And it'll cost you more than you intend to pay. He lost the power of his spirituality. He lost his power with his uncle Abraham. He lost his power with the Sodomites. He lost his power with his wife, his children, his relatives, and with the Lord. Sin is not worth it. Lot chose. He pitched his tent towards Sodom. And he sat in the gate. Sin will always, always, always lead downward. Always. People today are trying to hide their sin. Some of them. It's a shame today that there is no fear of God before our eyes when it comes to sin. People that saved by the grace of God. Young girls. Young mothers. Can come into the house of God with a skirt on up to here and not think one thing about it. What a disgrace. What an abomination to God. Men don't care how they dress. I'm talking about saved, born again, independent, missionary Baptist men come home from work, go in and change their clothes, come out in their tank top and their shorts and jump on the mower. Brother John, what are you mad about? S-I-N. I love the Lord and I love the Lord's church. And I love the Lord's people. And I just pray tonight that the Lord will get a hold of us as members of His church and that we'll see how serious that it really is to live a godly, holy, sanctified life for the honor and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And a lot of people say, Brother Jones, that's nothing but legalism. You'd be surprised the many preachers today that'll do that and say that. That's right. That's said, but that's true. But it's just simply sin. God's people today won't even blush. They did that in the Old Testament there. That's in the book of Jeremiah, I believe, in chapter 6 there. But people try to hide their sin. People are trying to apologize for their sins. Some are rationalizing their sin. Some are trying to excuse it. Some are trying to blame others for it. What are you going to do with your sin tonight? Only one thing you can do with it. And that's repent of it. Repent of it. That's another doctrine that hadn't been preached. Right. Long time. Right. But that's the only thing we can do with it. That's the only place you can take it. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And that's the best feeling that you can feel after you're saved by the grace of God, is to know that you got your sins taken care of. It is. That's the closest that you are to the Lord. When you got your life all right, you got your sins taken care of. Isn't that right? We all know that. Listen, you can't walk down the middle of the road. That's dangerous. You're liable to get hit on both sides. Isn't that right?
Right.
We need to get on one side or the other.
Yeah.
Right. You see what it cost Lot? You see what it cost David? Have the Lord to take care of it. Because He's going to take care of it. But He gives you the opportunity right now, right where you sit, to take care of it. May we see the seriousness of this tonight. There is not going to be revival in our homes. There is not going to be revival in our churches until the sin is taken care of. We can go through all the motions we want to, but until the sin is taken care of, we are not going to have revivals in our homes. We're not going to have revivals in our churches. We may go through the motions, but it's not coming till the sin's taken care of. You know, one thing we need to stop doing, and a game that we need to stop playing, is the blame game. It's never me. It's never me. It's always somebody else. Went over to Myers tonight just before we come to church. Thought I was going to be late. I left my belt home and I had to go get another belt. And I was in a hurry. And I sideswiped one of those big old yellow poles. And my little wife, she sat there real quiet. And I was about ready to blame it onto her. But I'd already hit it. But you all know what I'm talking about. We play the blame game. What are you going to do tonight about your sin? What are you going to do about it? Jesus conquered sin. And death on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Listen, the Lord can reconcile you tonight. He can reconcile you tonight. Do you have the peace? Do you have the joy that the Lord gives? Do y'all remember when you were saved? Huh? Go back to when you were saved. Y'all there? I see a lot of people smiling. I like to do that. I say that a lot. I know I do. But I like to do that. That was the happiest time of your life, wasn't it? Huh? That was the most glorious time of your life when you were saved by the grace of God. You was closer to the Lord then than you ever was. Where are you at today? Compared to that day, where are you at today spiritually? That'll tell you how far away you've drifted from the Lord. That'll tell you exactly where you're at. Where are you at? What are you going to do with your sin tonight? Sin always takes us further. It'll always keep us longer. And it'll always cost us more. Still does the same thing. As I said, I preached this message 25 years ago. But it's still, sin still does the same thing.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Lord bless you.